This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 83 for Monday, December 23rd, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
This is crazy.
I'm exhausted already.
So sorry for the technical difficulties. I'm on a Mac, so ignore whatever happens. I so don't do Macs.
Well, you know.
Phone and the iPad and, you know.
Yeah, all those other Apple devices, Apple TV. I will admit defeat that perhaps my microphone has gone the way of the dinosaur, and Lisa was correct, and I'm sitting here dinking around thinking it wasn't the problem. But apparently when I unhook it, it works. So here we are.
Cool. I'm on a Mac. I might break it.
So really, you don't need to be on the Mac, probably, if it's my problem. But anyway, here we are. Let's do this.
Let's do this. And, you know, it's just one of those weeks. Everybody's getting sick, and Lindsay was sick, and Dylan is sick, and I'm sure we're going to come down with it, like, Thursday.
That's awesome. Can I just cuddle up in a pile of pens? Can I just do that?
I thought that's what Christmas Day is.
Oh. You got more than you got some pens for me?
Well, we have a big pen tray.
Which one?
I don't know. Pick one. Anyone. Okay.
You know, it's funny. I keep leaning in like I want to talk into the microphone. And it's not plugged in.
So. Yeah. Well, you know.
All right.
I'm still trying to find the blog, the chat, so.
Okay.
We're good. So we're going to ink it up, and we're going to talk exciting pen stuff. And
yeah, we got some cool stuff, too. That's why I was really upset at me. You know, it's cool stuff this week. So,
yeah.
So,
what do you want to talk
about? Well, you want to talk about our little excursion on Saturday?
Oh, my God. So we did this cool thing on Saturday that you guys all know about Carpenter Joe. Say yes. We talk about Carpenter Joe. Well, Carpenter Joe and his wife, Nancy, have an annual Christmas party. And the cool thing is that they have been doing this. This is their 28th annual Christmas party. 28. And it's huge. They made a little...
Sorry, I'm always late to the party.
It's really... huge. It's from like 2 to 8, except they don't stop. Apparently they have some friends who like stay until like 10 or 11. So it's from 2 o'clock until whatever their name is leaves. That's Joe's cutoff time. And a couple years ago we went and we weren't sure what to expect. So we went a little bit late because nobody wants to be first. And we missed all the wings. There were like 3 left.
Yeah. 3 or 4 maybe.
Joe's neighbor makes killer wings. So we were going to go early this year so we could get the wings. And Joe had come over to the store a couple days ago, and we were talking about it. They made 1,100 wings. 1,100 wings.
Yeah, I don't know who counted, but that's a lot of wings.
Yeah. They had, I don't even know what they had. They had 3 different kinds of wings, hot, mild, medium, hot. They had all these cookies. They had some kind of brisket kind of thing. They had some pulled pork that I really liked. The wings were good. All sorts of yummy food. All sorts of drinks, cookies. And, of course, then they have little platters of cookies all over the house. And Carpenter Joe, you know, lives in this amazing house. It's what, Victorian?
3-story Victorian, yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, so it's all decorated, and he's got, I think, 5 kids, and one of his daughters, the youngest daughter, is into soccer.
Soccer, yep.
And so she had all these girls over, and I think she's a coach for a team or something, and so there are all these kids, adults, like, 18, 19, 20-year-olds in the fuzzy onesies, the pajamas. Oh, my God. It was crazy.
On the, And the best part is Joe introduced us as, well, how did he do it? The pen people. The pen dudes or something like that.
Yeah, these are the pen people.
It's the pen guys.
Yeah.
It was.
Paul wants to, Paul's making a comment in the chat about 550 chickens. apparently he's a friend who is a butcher, and he will save the chicken wings or the beef or the pork or whatever, and he'll just save it and freeze it. And then he'll come and help Joe cook. That's a killer deal.
So that was a fun way to follow up Saturday at the store.
Yep.
And Joe's going to do it for another 2 years. He's going to hit 30 and then...
And then he's done, 30
he's
and out.
Retiring from the Christmas party.
He said he spends like between $1,000 and $1,500 a year.
That's a lot of pens.
I'm sorry,
man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy to buy a couple bottles of wine and
well, you know, it's probably started out that way, right? Him and
Nancy
and a couple of people, and then it just got bigger and bigger, and
yeah,
so
it was pretty, but yummy. Oh my god,
it was good. It was real good. So,
and there was a picture of he and Nancy. It was apparently they had recently celebrated their 35th anniversary, and so it was, you know, the original wedding picture and then one on their 35th anniversary. Man, did he look different.
Yeah.
So that was fun. But gorgeous house.
Yep. Let's see. So next week, barring any technical difficulties, and I think I'm just going to ditch the microphone, Monday night for the podcast. Instead of Tuesday, again, same time, same station, 8 o'clock. So.
Yep. Otherwise, you know, we'll be competing with New Year's, and we'll be throwing pens in the air. And
Yeah. We don't want to do that.
Yeah. So. All right.
Should we talk about pens?
We should talk about pens.
We should talk about pens.
All right. So, go. Talk.
So, I was thinking today, I'm like, okay, well, what are we going to talk about on the podcast? And, you know, we cover a number of different ideas we throw about during the week, and I decided, you know what, I was working on some really cool pens. Let's talk about these. And as luck would have it, I happened to get an email from somebody asking about these very same pens. Probably one of the I don't know, would you say the most beautiful...
These are cool.
The most beautiful, let's just call it a production. I mean, how would you classify this? Not the most beautiful cataloged Esterbrook ever made.
Pretty much. And not only are they... Well, the cracked ice are awfully pretty.
Yeah, but, you know,
these are
so rare.
They look faceted, but they're not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and actually, we should, since I haven't exactly seen what it is, we should have a trivia question. This is the first J pen ever made. So, guess the year and the model. Well, actually, it's a J. So, but it has a nickname, and guess the year.
All right, I'm checking the chat. Everybody's
see if anybody in the chat can get this one.
I don't know.
It's a tricky question, really.
Where's Eddie G when we need him?
Eddie will know this one. Eddie knows this one.
All right, the first J model.
First J model.
Okay. I think it's pretty.
It is pretty.
Not root beer. You know, I hate that.
I know. I think it was FP Geeks forums today, looking at some posts, and somebody was talking about a root beer, and I just...
I miss the geeks.
Yeah, I do too. So,
where's Aziza when we need her?
I don't know. Wasn't she going to be in the chat tonight?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Actually, I was doing some Visconti ink samples, and the ink smelled really good. I thought of Aziza.
Oh, you didn't taste it, did you?
I did not. I did not. Okay. Clean hands, clean tongue, and no tasting here, but it smelled really good. So I thought of Aziza.
Okay. All right. Well, so nobody's guessing.
No, nobody's guessing. Everybody's going, I don't know.
This is one of those things that only Brian probably knows. 1941, 1942 catalog. Very, very influential catalog in Esterbrook, because not only does it show two-hole clip in both variations, dollar pens, Model B, It also shows the beginning. Oh, Steph, very good, very good. It shows the very first J model, the Visumaster. Okay, so this is starting to become very similar to the standard J series pen we all love and cherish. And this one here, happy to be a gray double jewel SJ model. So the Visumaster now has the same style clip, but it has some interesting features. Now, sometimes this is called, some people refer to this as the presentation pen because it's just really, it was so stunning. Has alternating slabs of plastic.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, it's really hard to tell on the screen here. You can go to our site on astrobook.net and you can see them. Alternating slabs really gives it, like Lisa says, a very faceted look to it. Very neat. And then, of course, what makes it a Visumaster? The visulated section.
Now, sometimes you'll see them with replacement sections, but for it to truly be an authentic, complete, non-Franken pen, it has to have the visulated section. But
yes,
I first saw those, and I think I bought one on eBay, and I was pissed off when I got it because it wasn't faceted. I was pissed off because it wasn't faceted. And the way that it looks, I thought it should be faceted. I'm sure that I emailed the seller and said, you know, what the heck's going on? It's broken. You sent me the wrong one, something.
And then I refunded her money. No. Very, very interesting pen. Actually, it was only in production about probably about two years.
The third to the 19th.
Oh, the third to the ninth week. You can tell by the dots on the pen. Yeah. No, 2 years, 41, 42 it came out. And then, of course, we have the twist filler that comes out after that. And then we move into to post-war production. So 2 year production on these models. Now, within that short period of time, there are three distinct variations of this pen.
Go Astrobrook.
Mess with the good thing. Yeah, to mess with the good thing. So they're identified by, you can also tell by the metal jewel on the top of the cap. So, of course, later jewels are all black, either the three-rib version or just the round jewel. But these have the metal jewel, the little cross hatch with Astrobrook in the middle. And then the bottom barrel end is flat. So truly a transition, per se, between your two-hole clip flat-top pens and what is to become the double jewel J. So the first version has all these features. It's got the metal jewel, the visulated section, and sometimes, to be correct, technically they have a 9000 series nib that is frosted in the middle, and it has this kind of a diamond shaped vent hole, and it's, you can kind of see it's how it's frosted there. That is the correct nib for it. You're not always lucky to find one, but if it is, great, that's correct. And you'll see also on the first generation there's a little bit of a step here.
I love those frosted nibs.
Yeah, they are very pretty. So first generation, really easy to identify. It has this step, which is where the cap butts up against. And then the barrel end has this little bit of a taper you can see here. That's first generation. And, of course, they come in all six colors. So blue, red, copper, green, silver, and black.
Look at you with your fistful of pens there.
I didn't grab black. I don't know why, but you know, black is really, maybe it's the most boring one. I don't know, because it's a standard black pen with a visulated section, a little bit different.
In the most current copy of the Pennant that's going to be mailed out like this week, there's a whole article on the Black Pen Society, so I wouldn't be
back really?
With pens if I were you.
Well, it's very classy. It's just not as with the Vision Master, part of the appeal is this plastic. It's just it's just stunning. Just like, really, it's to look at it, it's just amazing. So
yeah, I like the faux facets.
Yes, the faux facets. And then, of course, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe into week 52 of production, Esterbrook decided, well, we're going to change it up a little bit. And they changed the entire design of the pen, really. The cap and the barrel are completely different. They don't actually interchange with the first variation. There's no step here. This barrel end is very, very straight. There's no taper on the back. Still has the same cap, jewel. And this one, again, has got the frosted nib. You can see in nice, clear visualated section, unlike a lot of other manufacturers, Schaefer and Parker, who used visulated materials, were just for whatever reason, the Esterbrook material is it doesn't yellow. It doesn't yellow like
that is cool.
I mean, you and I have owned probably, I don't know, 50 of these probably.
And
have owned, not do own, but you never see them. You can always get them perfectly clean.
Yep.
Which is really
cool. That is cool. That is cool. And that's hard to find. The plastic also hasn't, I haven't found many that are cracked or, I mean, when you find them complete, they're complete.
Yeah, they're usually pretty good. I think the biggest problem I've seen with them is for whatever reason the threads can get stripped. But I suspect part of the problem there is mixing and matching between the first and the second versions, because they don't fit right together, and you'll see that if you have a couple of them to put together. And then Esterbrook decided again they're going to change it up, and I don't know if this is late production, if this is passed into, say, Twist Fillers came out in 42, 43, and then after that we start what we consider the standard transitional series pens, the standard six colors again, but now they all have the three rib, what some people call the toaster top jewel, or just a three rib jewel on the top. Here's a Vision Master plastic, but it's got a standard black section. Now, in this case, this is correct. If you have this on the top, the three rib jewel in the black section, that's correct. They came like that. If you have the metal jewel and a black section, that's not correct. So that's a replacement.
Wait, so if you have a metal jewel, you need to have the visulated section.
Metal jewel, visulated section.
Okay. All right, I need to take notes on that.
Three rib jewel, it is okay to have a black section.
Okay.
It is actually the most common scenario.
Yep. So. Very cool.
I don't know. That's and of course they come in pencils. The pencils were called the Pushmaster. I don't know what made them the Pushmaster, but
yeah, that's a weird name.
The Visumaster and the Pushmaster.
Let's rename it.
Let's rename it.
The Visupush.
The Visupush. And consequently, since they did have that very short span, 2 years, not 2 weeks, they are quite hard to find. They're very desirable.
They are. They didn't make many, and when you find them, especially with the correct nib, they're a little spendy.
Yeah, the nibs too. The flat feet or the frosted nibs are all flat feeds too.
Yeah.
So, that's really the correct configuration. Blue, in my opinion, is the hardest color to find.
I like the green.
The green is vibrant. You know, the gray is not bad either. The gray is really. It really shows off the light and the dark.
Mm-hmm.
The green's pretty.
It's really cool plastic. I wish that they had done more with it.
It had to have cost a fortune to make, though. I mean, as
we
opposed
to
just
buying, like a big rod stock box and hoard it.
I know. I have pens made out of it.
Yeah.
So. So anyway, that's a little bit of Esterbrook history for you. 1941, 42, pushing into 43, but very uncommon pen, the Visumaster. So what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the chat. They're talking about Paul was stuck with scotch tape, and Colburn said just skip the tape and go to the scotch. And now Paul's inventing a new drinking game that involves a shot of scotch and wrapping presents. I like that. He's right. We need more family members.
We do. We need more. I didn't even know we had technical difficulties. I didn't even get a beverage here, so I'm parched.
Colburn's got scotch, apparently.
Lucky guy.
All
right. So what do you got?
I have a request. I was having a chat with someone who shall not be named yet about an upcoming month-long event that I failed at miserably last year. It has to do with rhinoceroses.
You and me both. In fact, so, I think I still have last year's letters on my desk somewhere.
I do. I do, too. So what I want is I want a couple pen pals. I know some of you in the chat write to each other. I know Tracy's writing to a bunch of people, and some of you guys write to each other. I want a couple pen pals because I've been trying to write more. I've been journaling a little more. I want to use my pens a little bit more. And I have some time in the morning at the store, and I would just like to get back into the letter writing habit. So I would like a couple pen pals. And I thought that would be a fun thing to do, and it would get me started into the habit before the second annual upcoming event.
We're not going to mention it?
Is it our place to mention it?
It's probably not our place.
All right, so
it should be our place, but
it's going to be soon. But anyway, so I want a couple pen pals. So if you are interested in sending and receiving some snail mail, I would love to be a part of that. And I need somebody to gently but aggressively hold me accountable because I need that. So
me writing a note in the morning, a love note in the morning, doesn't count.
It does.
If I do it.
We've got several years to catch up to Charles, who writes to his bride every day.
What is it, 42 years?
42, I know.
42 years.
You guys are going to start ragging on him again.
Oh, man.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
If you're interested in having a pen pal, send me an email at lisa@andersonpens.net.
Wait. Want to be a pen pal? You have him sending you an email?
So we can swap addresses.
Oh, okay. All right.
And, you know, start the process.
Start the process. All right.
I just think it would be fun. But there is a catch. You have to tell me what ink you're using because you guys know I'm all about the ink.
Oh, she gets upset, man. She gets upset.
I get excited. I get excited when we get mail and the person.
Oh, that's cool. What is it?
To include the ink. I like that.
You know, and she'll be driving, and I'll be like, I don't know.
Well, maybe you should drive.
I have been driving more.
I know. I'm very grateful.
Snowy.
Yep.
So we're definitely gonna have a white Christmas this year.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Lots of snow.
In fact, I think I have to blow some snow when I get off the podcast.
Yeah, we. I think it snowed most of today. And I'm kind of looking forward to, I almost wish we could get like snowed in on Christmas Day. That would just be fun. Stay in our jammies all day.
Well, isn't that the plan?
Kinda. I think we're going to have like a Harry Potter Christmas and just
I thought we were going to listen to back podcast videos with the kids.
No.
We're going to start podcast one.
You know, the kids are both in college, and they both still live at home, but we don't see them very often because they both work. So we were trying to plan a family breakfast and then a little movie marathon and then lunch and some more movies and just spend some time together. Last year we went to see The Hobbit in Madison, and that was great. The kids still talk about it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't wear the Santa hats, though. I was really kind of pissed.
Yeah, well... Here it is.
So, let's see. Short week at the store this coming week, but
yeah.
Brian hates it. you know, he's 96 steps away, and I get all this cool stuff.
Well, she keeps texting me. She's like, oh, well, for two reasons. First of all, she's like, oh, your friend's Dave and Pete showing up. I'm like, oh. I don't ever see him.
Amy was there today. Yep. Yeah. Sorry.
You know, and then she gets stuff in, and she sends me a picture of, like, a half-open box with some peanuts.
She's trying to help.
And, like, a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah. So Brian will take his lunch break, and he'll run over.
Sometimes. I've only done that a couple times.
Yeah, once. But he'll text. What is that? Open it up. What's in the box? You know. And I'll show him, like, the end of the box.
So we got a nice package. What was it, Monday? Was it Monday? I don't even know what day it is. Today's Monday.
Today's Monday.
Week,
it's Saturday.
Was it all on Saturday?
I think that big ass box was Saturday.
So what did we get?
Or Friday maybe, because John came in on Saturday.
Yeah. Right. I one of these I have to have.
I know.
I just.
All right. So what did we get?
This is beyond pretty. The Delta, yep. Dolce Vita, Oro with Vermeil trim.
I wasn't sure what to think when we ordered the solid orange, but it's beautiful.
It's not too much different than the Soleil.
The Soleil is more yellow.
Well, definitely. Yes, but yeah,
which,
I mean, it's
which is interesting because I'm not a yellow or orange person, but I might need to have one of those.
That is just something else. The Oro is a fat. It's an oversized pen. I don't have my 149 handy, but it's about as big as the Mont Blanc 149. Posted it posts really nice. The Vermeil trim, of course, is gold over sterling. It's hallmarked. It's got a roller clip. It's nice. It's really 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 nice. Nice pen. 14 karat nib, beautiful scroll work.
Well, if we're going to do orange, this isn't nearly as splashy, but Will's in the chat. Hey, Will, here's the new orange speed. These are cool. Now,
yeah, that's right. I guess it is orange week, isn't it? I forgot about that.
You guys know that I use ballpoints and rollerballs and Brian rags on me. This one is kind of funky. We sold out of everything we had in the store. We got a ton more in, and I've already sold several. But these are fun. They come in cool colors. This is the silver, the orange with silver, but then there's ivory with gold and red with gold. We did not get restocked on black. They were completely out, but they're fun.
Yeah.
All right.
What else do you get? You got something that's huge there. Speaking of bats.
Well, which one?
The big one.
I gotta find it.
And you got I guess you got three computers on your desk now.
I don't even know what computer I'm on. All right, you ready? This bad boy. Steph, sit down. Q, step away from the computer. Check this baby out.
That's nice.
Absolutely gorgeous. Can I even post that?
Yeah. Well, that's actually even bigger than the Oro, too, isn't it? The Delta Dolce Vita. That's the oversized.
This is huge. Huge. OMG. Gorgeous. Look at that trim.
That sterling trim on that, too?
I think so.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Colburn, or Christy, it's... O-R-O. Brian had the Oro. This one's the Dolce Vita. This is the oversized. Now, did we order me the Slim?
We did order you the Slim. I think we ordered the Slim Oro.
Oh, so awesome. So, let's see. We got that in.
Well, okay, now you got to show the other one because there's one that's a little... If orange is not your color...
This one is very pretty. It's got a little bit of, they call it orange, but it's more like a burnt orange. Here, two trim bands here, one up by the clip here. But this this trim, this, it's so intricate and so pretty. And this is definitely a better size. Well, a better size for my hand.
And that's the soiree.
Soiree. Yeah, because when you get this, you're going to party.
It's nice. It's very understated, very elegant. I like it. I saw it and I said, man, that's just really nice. Yeah. What do you got there? Hang on. You got to talk when you get the thing there.
I got a what?
Okay.
So, anyway, freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, so we got a lot of nice pens. And then we got a couple that I wasn't sure about, but when they came in, I really like them.
Like what?
This one right here. The Delta Italiana.
Yeah, those are funky.
They are. They're really neat. They come in two. I've got two colors. And this one, this ivory. Now, I'm not a big white pen fan, but this isn't like an ivory, and it's got a nice little subtle pattern on it.
Yeah.
Then there's a brown, which is kind of cool. And it's a dull finish, which is kind of nice because you don't have to worry about, getting fingerprints on it. It's a plated nib. It's really
That's a pretty one, yeah.
Very, very pretty. I'm hung up on this ivory here. I don't know why. It's just really...
A good way or a bad way?
I like it. I don't like white pens, and this is just enough ivory.
Not white.
What's that?
It's not white.
No. It's not. But, it's in that family. It's just really... they're very pretty pens. They're stunning. They really are. Nice looking pens. So we got those into a couple different nib options.
What else do we get?
And I've got one more. I've got a couple more. How about this one? This one was in the news this week.
That was cool. There's a question in the chat about the Italianas. Finishes somewhat matte looking.
Yes. The finishes are dull. They're very matte, yes.
But not flat matte.
No, I wouldn't say so.
So they're just not super polished shiny.
Right. Okay. They're very...
They're cool.
It's a unique look.
I like that, scratches, or if you post it and you maybe get a tiny bit of scuff on it, it isn't going to show as much.
No, so it's not going to show. It's a very, very cool.
Yep.
So...
It's really been fun to just see some of these things.
Yeah, these are just different stuff that we until now have not exercised. The Titanio, there was a review online of this week. This is a cool pen. It's got a spring clip. It's big and it has this very, very cool. Check that out. If you can see it.
What am I looking at?
The nib.
Oh, that's funky.
Cool design of the nib. It's a titanium. It's Delta's titanium nib, which has got some flex to it. It really does. It's got a nice bit of flex to it. It's a very, I almost want to say masculine. It's a larger pen. Very elegant. Just a nice pen. So.
There you go.
That's what I got. That's my Delta.
Do you have
more Delta?
No, I don't have any more Delta. I have Stipula.
Wow, I love these Italian pens. I think we should just carry Italian pens. I just want Omas, Aurora, Delta, Stipula, and Visconti. I just want those in the store.
All right. How about, which one do I do first?
I don't know.
All right, the Etruria. This is cool.
That's nice. Now, which one is that?
This is the...
Is that the Alter Ego?
Yes, the Alter Ego. So, very pretty. It's another big pen. Maybe Edison Collier size. I think it's even bigger than your 149.
Oh, okay.
It's a big pen.
And the nice thing about that is the Etruria, these are limited edition models. They're piston fill.
Yeah.
Those are nice. And I think they made 351 of each model.
300, yes. And ironically, this was kind of cool. that is, Steph, this is the alter ego, the orange one. And then we also got in the green one. And the cool thing is, they both have the same serial number. They're both 053 out of 351. So that was cool. This one's pretty too. It's hard to show the color, but
what's the name of that one? I can't pronounce that.
It starts with a G.
Starts with the G.
I don't have it in front of me.
Granasis
or something.
It's beautiful.
You just got it in, so ask me tomorrow and I'll have it memorized. But it's got a very cool, yes, it's got a really cool center band, and the clip is really cool. I like it. It's got some detail, but it's not overdone. Some of the big pens that you see these days, like I think the Gladiator has a huge, gaudy clip.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Sticking out of your pocket, this isn't going to be so bad. But yeah, the trim ring is just really pretty.
Yep. Yeah. I love the alter ego. It's a very, very cool, unique, unique plastic, unique material. And we got two more. I mean, we got so much stuff this week. I can't believe it. This is really neat. I know. Your initial reaction was kind of the Visconti Michelangelo. So it's a black faceted pen with rose gold trim.
Rose gold.
Yeah. The rose gold is very cool. It's got a nice rose gold magnetic cap closure. Section is rose gold. The nib is rose gold. Really a very cool. It's very, very much like the Van Gogh in design. But this came in this week. It's really a pretty, super pretty pen. I love the magnetic cap that springs. And this one is for Hugh.
Uh-oh.
The Visconti Homo Sapiens, the Lava Bronze Edition. Really, really cool pen. It's got the power, the Visconti power filler. So. Neat finish on the pen. Love the way the cap closes.
Is that the one that has the tricky twist?
Yep. It sure does. Yeah, it just twists.
That's the official term.
The official twist thingamabob. So.
Well, it doesn't have threads. It nests in and then twists, almost like some DIY furniture kind of thing.
And it's really, really a cool pen. I love the clips. The clips are just really, they've got a lot of spring, so you can really, really grab whatever kind of fabric you have. It's just really a very cool pen. So I like the couple of bands on the cap. So,
well, you know, you've got to have a pen with a decent clip. If it's too loose or too springy, it can flop out of a shirt if you know you bend over to tie your shoe or whatever. But if it's too tight and you can't even, you know, put your pen in your shirt pocket without fearing that you're gonna rip it, you know, some companies there is no in between.
Right.
They're way too tight or way too loose. So
it's super nice. So we got that into, and I don't know, did we get anything else in? That's probably enough.
We got some boring repair stuff.
So actually, you know, this is the more repairs I do, the more and more I notice that this is a problem. Parker 51 Aerometrics. The word on the street with 51 Aerometrics is what? You get a 51 Aerometric, you flush it, you fill it, you're done, you're good. The more I tear apart these pens, the more I see that's not always the case. We started carrying the new ply glass sacks with the original ribbing on them. They're really, really super nice, but that's only really half the equation, because the 51 Aerometrics originally came with a sterling silver breather tube.
That's high end.
It's a high-end pen.
Well, I mean, silver breather tube. Like, nobody ever sees it. It's just kind of interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning for using sterling was. But Oftentimes you find these where the breather tube is bent or corroded. I've got one on my bench here somewhere, where it's got a crimp in it, and then you try to pull it out and it breaks off. And you find this all too often. So there are on the market now exact reproduction length stainless steel breather tubes, complete with there's a vent hole right up here, and this goes in the feed end, in two different sizes for your Parker 51 aerometric repairs. So if you're gonna replace the sack anyway, because maybe you've got a sack that's maybe not as crystal clear as you want, and you want to replace it with one of these brand new sacks, take a look at that breather tube, because if it's corroded, if it's bent, the pen is not going to fill or perform like it should. So these are brand new in. I got to take some pictures, but they're up on the site. We've got them in two sizes, the demi size and the standard size. So a cool piece for your repair bench.
Yeah, I like to tease Brian, but whenever we get new stuff in for the repair section, it never ceases to amaze me how much stuff there is that's available for customers if you want to do it yourself. But there are still so many other things out there that we're still going to dive into, and eventually we're just going to start building our own pens. Frankenbrooks.
No, I don't think so. No, but there are a lot of cool repair parts out there, and as we find ones that we think are, if I use them, I'd like to be able to make them available, and sometimes it's difficult to get them in small quantities. So I'll take the hit and I'll buy a bunch of them so that everybody else can just buy one or two if they need them. So what else? We got anything else?
We've got some really awesome freaking cool things coming down the pike, starting with the beginning of the year.
Do I need to know about this?
You better. You're working on it.
I'm working on it.
Yep. Yep. Big, big, awesome, phenomenal changes coming down the road next week.
Okay. Next week? Wow, that's true. Yes, I do know about it. I'm just playing silly. Yeah, we've got some cool things coming. We don't have anything else better to do. And some of you know are in the loop on this one. The Anderson Benz circle of trust on this one. Right? Is that about it? So, do you have some shout outs this week?
I do. First of all, everybody in the chat, thank you so much for joining us on Monday instead of our normal Tuesday. But we figured that Christmas Eve, y'all might be a little busy. We might be busy.
We were going to be.
Are the kids home?
Are the kids home right now?
Tomorrow night.
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh, we might have like family time.
We might.
That'd be cool. So everybody in the chat, you guys rock. We have a blast with you guys. And Paul got his Visconti. I hope you like it.
Ooh.
A big hi to John R.
Hey, John.
In Appleton, I think he's still catching up on some of the earlier podcasts, but John is so much fun when he comes into the store because he just gets excited and, what's new since I've been in that last, and he just gets really excited, and he's got a three-year-old daughter, so we chat about her, and his wife doesn't collect, and she does the typical spouse roll her eyes thing, and, that's okay.
I always feel bad. I love talking with him when he comes in there, and he's a lot of fun. But it's about 50-50 now. He comes in like after that 4 o'clock hour. So
yeah. Sometimes you see him, sometimes you don't. So John, see you soon. We'll see if we can come up with some other cool stuff to surprise you with.
Oh, he hasn't seen the Delta yet.
No. Big hugs to Steph. Steph and I were emailing back and forth today. And definitely, I hope that we can do dinner in Philly.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yes, please. Put us down.
I think some of you know that Steph has helped us at our tables a couple times. We scheduled it in D.C. and then in Columbus she just popped up.
Yeah.
That's so great. But we don't ever seem to get to spend a whole lot of time on the other side of the table together, so it'll be nice to do dinner in Philly. And Paul, I think you're going to be in L.A., right? We need to start booking our calendar for pen show dinners.
Yeah, the restaurant in at the show is excellent. So
in L.A.?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if unless there's somewhere else that you want to go, that's a good choice too.
And then cousin Martin and I were emailing back and forth, and always wonderful to hear from you. And Martin, on Wednesday, hang in there, babe. Hang in there. A big shout out to Will. Will's been into the store and works right down the street, so it's always good to see him. Do we say anything more about that?
No, that's good. That's good.
All right.
Good to see you, Will. Thanks for stopping in.
Awesome. Chuck, there are a number of, I call them my boys, but a number of young men who come into the store on a regular basis, and they're just so happy that the store's there and they have so much fun, and I can't remember the last time anybody got so excited about ink samples. So big hug to Chuck. And Carpenter Joe, who still has some things to do with the store, and I know we've had a lot of emails about a webcam.
We have not put a webcam up in the store.
You know, I might take my phone and do a little video because people want to see it. I've had a number of emails, or we may just take some pictures and put them up on the Facebook page. But did Eddie send us a package?
We got the package last week. We didn't get to the P.O. box today, so
that's true. Right, Eddie's asking if I got his package. Eddie, is that for me? Mm. You got the package last week, babe.
I did.
All right. And that's it. I just want to say that if you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate, then, have an awesome week.
Yeah, absolutely. So
enjoy the day off.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Let's wrap this up. And we will see you next week, Monday. Let's see. Comments, suggestions for topics. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
That'll work. You can send us an email. I just like to mess with you. You can send us an email. You can email Brian at brian@andersonpens.net, or you can send pen pal requests or any other emails to me at lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Definitely like us on Facebook and check out the Facebook page. I'll force Brian to put up some pictures, and we're going to have some cool new promos up there soon. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog, which most of y'all are watching on, is blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website, in case you weren't sure, is andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales, all sorts of good stuff. Thank you so much for being patient and holding it out for our podcast, and we will see you next Monday at 8 o'clock. Good night.
Without the hats.
Without the hats, yep.